This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
The first cup of coffee, it was awful.
Meet Rod Johnson, co-founder of Black & Bold, a premium specialty coffee and tea company powered by Shopify.
The journey of Black & Bold started with us opening our online Shopify store while we were burning beans in my business partner's garage. Shopify allows us to stay true to our mission by having an easily customizable and responsive site. They make it very easy for novices to try their hand in becoming entrepreneurs. I was able to do it without any technical background, and I'm very grateful for Shopify. My advice to anyone thinking of starting a business is to just start selling on Shopify today.
When you're ready to share your business with the world, grow it on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform trusted by millions of businesses like Black & Bold. Get a free 14-day trial at shopify.com/free22 and start selling wherever your customers are with easy-to-use tools and friendly 24/7 support. Go to shopify.com/free22 right now. shopify.com/free22.
And welcome again to Cottage Talk. I am your host, Russ Goldman. This is a very special episode. I'm calling it Cottage Talk's Tuesday Talking Points. I'm trying something new. I've done Russ's rant. This is going to be different from that. I'm actually going to give you 5 talking points I've come up with that I want to just share my views on. Please feel free to share your thoughts on after the show. Please feel free to let me know what you think. I potentially could be doing more of these videos, so I wanted to get your input on this. I'm just trying this out, so I'm going to let it rip. But before I do, I just want to mention this. Please let me know your thoughts on this episode. Should I be doing this on a regular basis? Because I'm considering potentially doing this maybe 2 to 3 times a week. Who knows? Maybe daily, because I feel that we need more Fulham content. I am missing not having enough Fulham content. So that's where this is coming from for me. And with that said, we are lucky because we have some great blogs, some great people doing the job, what I say, of the media to get information out on Fulham. And we have some wonderful podcasts. I want to give a huge shout out to the Fofcast, Scott Tanfield, Jerry Pym, Dan Powell making his debut. And then, of course, Mike Gregg, great episode of the Fofcast. Please check it out. I listen to Fulham Focus, and I always listen to Fulhamish. Please check out these great podcasts. We need as much content as possible, so please support all of them. I do, and I want everyone to just check them out. Make your own judgment, but they're all great in their own way. So I wanted to start off by saying that. Okay, so I have 5 talking points that I'm going to go through today, and this is not going to be long, maybe 10, 15 minutes, but I just have these things in my head that I just want to talk about. I've mentioned a few of them on full time, but I'm going to bring them back here. Let's start with talking point number 1. How much did Fulham miss Harrison Reed on Saturday? I think they missed him a great deal. When you look back at the draw here, and I look back at how dominant at times that Luton Town were, once Fulham scored the goal, especially in the first half, and then early on in the second half, they were very dangerous. And I think we could have use someone to really just be there in the middle of the park to really break things up and really be someone that could really cause a nuisance. That's what Harrison Reed does. He's just that calming influence in central midfield, and he really is a protector back there for that back four. Fulham, I think, desperately missed him in this match. And unfortunately, Harrison Reed came up a little bit injured. Hopefully, it's not long-term, and it doesn't sound like it, but we shall see. Again, Fulham, they don't give us too much information on injury, so we'll see what happens. But unfortunately, the history with Harrison Reed is he does get injured a great deal, and I hope he is back sooner than later, because I think this match showed that they miss him or someone to play that role. And Chalobah is out too. Hopefully he gets back soon, because I think he can play that role as well. But I think it shows that Fulham needs someone, especially on the road, to play that central midfielder, that defensive midfielder role. They are definitely missing that. And I just wanted to mention, I think Fulham missed Harrison Reed a great deal. I'm a huge fan of his. The only thing that concerns me is not his play, is his health. Can he really play as often as we need him to? And if he can't, then I think they need someone else. Hopefully Chalobah can fit that role. If not, do something about it in the January transfer window, or look at the academy. And I want to give full props to the Fofcast, because they were talking about this exact subject, and I would highly recommend their commentary on it as well. I'm just reiterating a little bit of what they said, because they need to really look into the defensive midfield position. I'm talking about Fulham in general. Okay, so that's number one talking point. Number two, I want to go back to the ladies of Jack and Laws, who are excellent. Check out their appearance on Fulhamish. They've been on this show as well. They do an excellent job. Once again, the ladies nailed it. I'm going to share some excerpts from their latest blog post. Here they are. Jack and Laws wrote, quote, on the season so far, we're still first, and it helps that Bournemouth lost, and we have edged further ahead, but we're not going to win the league by draws alone, and we need to get back to winning ways pronto. So again, I think the ladies really nailed this, and I'm with them. I'm not in the camp of being utterly worried right now. Again, I understand where they're coming from. I give them respect. They are really just mentioning what is going on with Fulham right now. When you have these four draws back to back to back to back, I probably said five instead of four. There's a Goldman for you. Four in a row. You have to look at what's going on here. And I think there's reasoning behind at least three of them. But you know what? They need to get back to winning ways. The ladies are right. If this is our blip, I'll deal with this as our blip. But they need to start winning as soon as possible, or we're going to let other teams in. Blackburn is only 5 points away. It's gotten close, but these situations with the table, they ebb and flow. And if Fulham get back to winning ways, they'll take care of everything that they need to. Okay, that's number two talking point. Number three, and again, this has been on social media, so I'm going to bring this up as well. Could Jay Stansfield leave Fulham this summer? This is an interesting one, because there has been speculation in the media that he could potentially leave on a free. I think I saw that Crystal Palace might be interested. What's interesting about this is that if you look up information about Jay Stansfield, it doesn't really tell you how long his contract is. I've looked in several places, and I'm not doubting the people writing this that say that he could be available on a free transfer. I just have not seen evidence of that. But let's just go with the idea that it could be. This is a problem for me. This is a huge problem for me. But again, let's just look at it, what it is. And is this a problem with Fulham? Is this a problem with a player? Or is it a little bit of both? And if Jay Stansfield leaves, I personally think part of it would be the lack of having opportunity. I don't know if that's really a Fulham issue. The problem I would have with Fulham, and I'm glad that I'm having a chance to talk about this, because I did listen to the Fofcast and Mike Wright nailed it. And I just want to mention this. Mike said that after we give these academy players a contract, why aren't we giving them another contract after the first year? After they get their first professional contract, why aren't we redoing them after the first year? Mike, I totally agree with you. You should be more aggressive, especially if you have someone that you believe in. You should really be renegotiating a new deal. I just don't know what this situation with Stansfield truly is, because we just don't have the information on it. I went to Transfer Market. Nothing shows me exactly what it is. And I even went to the Fulham website. Again, nothing has given me a timeline on when his contract is over. If you go to Transfer Market, it basically doesn't tell you anything. It makes it look like his contract would be up at the end of the season. I think that's where this is all coming from. But we shall see, because again, I don't know when his contract is up. All right. How concerned are you that Mitro could leave in January? And let me just say, I am not concerned at all. I just saw more speculation linking him to West Ham, and I just have to laugh. I don't see Mitro going anywhere, and we're going to continue to see this over and over again. The one thing that people who are writing this speculation that are getting it from teams that could be interested, and I get that, is that I don't think they understand or care how much Mitro loves Fulham and Fulham love Mitro. This is a marriage. I don't see this marriage ending this season. I just don't, especially not in January. I just don't see it. As I said to Yanis Shinaeus, as he brought up the topic, if you're being offered silly money, you have to listen. But unless it's silly money, I don't even listen. Honestly, it has to be something that would be just too good not to even look at. But beyond that, Mitro's going nowhere. So those are my thoughts on Mitro. Okay, coming up is the final topic, and it involves Mitro as well. Okay, let's finish up with talking about Mitro. And I want to ask the Fulham supporters this. I want you to be honest. Do we give Mitro a free pass on his antics on the pitch because he scores the goals that he does? Now, let's just talk about the goal from Luton Town. Now, again, this is just a silly foul by Mitro, but I just highlight that because Mitro's antics on the pitch seem to just be what they are. You know, again, he's an aggressive player. He is in the face of the ref all the time. And yes, Mitro dives. I'm not a fan of any of his antics at all. I love the fact that he scores goals. I love the fact that he cares about Fulham so much. I love all of that. I think he's a team player, but I don't like the fact that he takes it to this level and does these antics on the pitch. I just don't. You might disagree with me. I think we give him a free pass because of the goals that he scores. He doesn't deserve a free pass. We should be, if we're going to praise a player, we should also be able to criticize a player. I love Mitro. I want Mitro at Fulham as long as he wants. But you know what? He should be able to take the criticism, and I don't want Mitro to be doing these antics on the pitch anymore. Not that he's going to listen to me. And I think we should call him out for his diving. He does dive. He does try to create penalties where they really don't need to be created. I'm just against all of that. So I think it's fair for me to call this out. Love Mitro. He is Fulham through and through. But I think it is fair to criticize him when it's needed. Okay. Well, listen, that's going to do it for this quick episode of Cottage Talk. I just wanted to try this out. Again, let me know your thoughts on this episode. You might like it. You might hate it. If you like it, let me know. If you hate it, let me know. I just appreciate you listening and watching. And I'll just mention this one last time. Check out all the Fulham podcasts, all the blogs, everything associated with Fulham. Check it out. And the reason why I'm doing this video today has to do with the fact that I want more Fulham content. So I'm creating it myself. So with that said, that's going to do it for this episode. My name's Russ Golden. Thank you as always for watching and listening to Cottage Talk. It's the 90th minute. And all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McDonald's share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.